are not ungrateful of your goodness towards us. Father, we bless you tonight. Accept our thanks and praise. Lord, accept our appreciation tonight. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have praised. In Jesus' mighty name, we have praised. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. I believe for the fact that you have come here tonight, something definite must go back home with you in the name of Jesus. I say something definite must go back home with you in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I'm speaking to, come on, let me hear your loudest amen. If tonight you are crossing into October as a successful person, let me hear your loudest amen. If something must change in your life between now and the next few minutes, let me hear your loudest amen. Quickly speak to God. Father, speak to me via your word tonight. Go ahead and speak to him, everybody. Speak to me. Speak to me. Send me your word tonight. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, we thank you. Blessed be thy name. Have your way tonight and let your name be exalted. Breathe on your word tonight and let your name alone be exalted. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big clap offering as you take your seats. Hallelujah. It's my privilege to welcome you here tonight. And I trust God that God is going to change your life in a most dramatic way in the name of Jesus. And your coming here tonight will not be in vain in Jesus' name. Just before we go into prayers, I would like to speak quickly on the part one of my message tonight, titled, Assessing the Jackpot of Life. Assessing the Jackpot of Life. When you say somebody has won a jackpot, it means that the person has hit it. Bam. Like he has hit something very big. Say, this person has hit a jackpot. This man has hit a jackpot. This woman has hit a jackpot. There is a jackpot for life. There is something that if God does, that if you hit God on that platform, then you never suffer again forever. There is something that makes you permanently God's favorite. Permanently. There is something that permanently God cannot repent in blessing you. There is something that when you have it, you have everything. And when you don't have it, you have nothing. It is your obtainance of this thing that propels you into jackpot. What is this jackpot of life? It's called the love of God. The love of God is the jackpot of life. What is the love of God? It is an in-depth affection for God, for his person. An in-depth affection. in-depth affection, intense affection for God. So much so. In Luke chapter 10 verse 27, Luke 10 verse 27, the Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy might. You love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. That is the jackpot of life. Many don't know the way to break through. That's why many are suffering. Many don't know the way to success. That is why many are going about like vagabonds. Yorubas will say, kira kita odola. To walk like a slave is not what will make you to be blessed. To walk like a jackass is not what will make you to be blessed. The love of God. Number two, what is the love of God? It is the regular show of display of care for God and God's kingdom. A regular, consistent show of display of care for God and His kingdom. Number three, what is the love of God, which is the jackpot of life? It is a deliberate avoidance of sin to please God and to please Him all the time. Deliberately, nobody forces you. You just deliberately say, no, I want to avoid a life of sin. I want to avoid a life that does not please God. It is when sin is prevalent that the love of many will wax cold. Anywhere you see where people's love is very cold, Matthew 24 verse 12. Anywhere you see where the love of men wax cold, it is because sin is prevalent. And when sin is prevalent, it shows that the love of God is absent. But for somebody here tonight, grace to stand with God to the extent that you will never wax cold again comes upon you in the name of Jesus. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Anywhere you see where people cannot love God very well and serve God very well, sin is there. But that grace for righteousness is coming upon us tonight in the name of Jesus. All God lovers are blessed people. Abraham was so blessed, it was like he hit a jackpot. Abraham had 318 servants. Jacob was so blessed, he was an envied man. Isaac was so blessed, everybody was wondering, what kind of man is this? Joseph was so blessed, all his brothers were bound down to him. What is the secret of all these men? The love of God. Their heart panted after God. They ran after God practically day and night. They were in pursuit of God. No, they were not being pursued to come for service. No wonder God permanently rested with them, that we are still talking about them till today. No matter who you are, if you don't love God, you have no future. There is no future for a person that does not love God. The person has no future. Now, quote me, I said it. Until the love of God is in your heart, you have everything we are pursuing is rubbish without the love of God. But for somebody here tonight, that grace to love God comes upon you afresh in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, before we go into prayers, why must we love God? I'll give you a few of that, then we go to prayers. We'll try as much as possible to close earlier tonight because of the program coming up tomorrow, so that you can have some more time to catch some rest. And then the choir's voice is intact to give us melodious songs. Praise the Lord. Why must we love God? Number one, He first loves us. in John 15 verse 13, the Bible says, greater love had no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. There is no other love that is greater than that. I know many husbands are here that love their wives, but can you lay down your life for your wife? They put your neck down. They say they will, either we cut your husband's neck or we cut your, which one do you choose? Greater love has no man than this, that a man, he will lay down his life for his own friends. I know you have a best friend somewhere. Can you lay down your life for that your best friend? We have been together for long, from primary school, secondary school. No. But this man laid his life for us, so we must love him. It's a great price, and we must love him. Number two, why must we love God? It is commanded. Matthew 22, verse 37, Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. It is commanded for us to love God. It is a commandment. We are commanded to love God. We have been commanded. We have been mandated to love God. You must love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. It is a commandment. As you move into this month of October, the grace to love God like you have never loved him before, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. You know, one thing I've noticed, Christians, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. See, a lot of people don't really understand how to make it in life. It is your love for God that makes your making it very easy. You can make it as a love of God, but it is a temporary thing. And it is filled with struggles and with pain. So when I pray for you that God will give you more grace to love God, what I'm actually telling you is that God will give you more grace to do well in life. Because that is the great way to do well in life. For somebody here tonight, more grace to love God like you have never loved God before. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Number three, why must I love God? It is the gateway to covenant with God. Deuteronomy 7 verse 9. Loving God is a covenant. And when you love God, it means you are in a covenant with God. And when you are in covenant, it says, know therefore that the Lord thy God is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant. God keeps covenant. You can't love God and fail in life. You can't love God and struggle in life. You can't love God and be put to shame. It's not possible. Know therefore that the Lord thy God is God, the faithful God, which keepeth the covenant and mercy with them that love him. Can you see that? So when you love God, you are in a covenant with him. There is a relationship, there is a covenant relationship. I don't have more time tonight. I would have expanded very well on that covenant relationship. When you love God, there is a covenant. There's a covenant. There's something between you that cannot be broken. It is permanent. And no devil can break it. And mercy with them that love him and keep his commandment to thousands of generations. So, why must I love God? It is a gateway to covenant with God. Number four, why must I love God? It is the gateway to blessings in life. Verse 13 of that same verse, Jeremiah 7 verse 13. If blessing is your desire, love is the requirement. You want to be blessed. And he will love thee. God, that is God speaking now. He said, I will love thee. And bless thee. And multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb. When I was reading these scriptures, I think some time ago, I said, there's no reason for any of us to be a failure. Look at the scripture like this. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of thy land and thy corn and thy wine and thy oil and the increase of thy kin and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which he swore unto thy fathers to give thee. He will bless you, even bless your sheep. So if you have chicken, it will lay eggs. He will bless everything around you. If you are not careful, the mosquito in your house can multiply because God is there. He will bless everything around you. Everything will multiply. Everything working in your house. For somebody here tonight, that grace will love God till He blesses you. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. I've never seen anybody love God and then you see the person years later and you shake your head. I've never seen it. And I've been on this earth a few years now. I have never seen somebody loves God and then later you now see say, ah, everybody initiate that for loving God. I have never, but I have seen countless people who loved God before but turned their back against God. And you see them just 3, 4, 5 months. And you almost did not recognize them. You had passed them. Before, ah, I know you now. Oh, yeah? And he says, I appreciate you. Say, ah, I appreciate you. Oh, yeah, I remember you now. You are almost saying, how come you have become like this? Why are you looking so like this? You will never be a bad example. I say you will never be a bad example. Friends, I don't care what anybody says. I'm pursuing this God. I'm going with Him. He said, you are stupid. You are a useless person. Say, you slap me. Abuse is of no value. It's of no relevance to me. Friend, I know what I stand to gain by standing with this God. That's why I laugh and say, and somebody abused me. Somebody, what's your business? Let them be. People who have mouth, they must talk. Let them just say they are on. You know where you are. You know why you are in the presence of God. It is to express your love to God. For somebody here tonight, you will never look back forever. I say you will never look back forever. That is why the devil's attack is on your love for God. The devil is attacking your love for God. He's after. No, just do everything, but let your. You see, just relax. Christianity is not as difficult as this. Fasting all the time. Waking up. Pastor even said that when you go to Wiwi at night and you are pressed after you finish, take some time to pray before you are. Isn't that too much? That's excessive. That's excessive. You came for night vigil. You still come tomorrow. You come on Sunday again. Isn't that too much? What about countries where they don't even go to church at all? God knows why He put you here. He didn't put you where they didn't go to church at all. He put you here. So somebody here tonight, your case will be a wonderful case. In the name of, why must I love God? Number 5. God reciprocates His love to us. Loving God, God reciprocates His love. As you love Him, He gives you the love in return. Proverbs 8 verse 17. He reciprocates His love. He that loves me, I love him. If you love me, I love you. If you don't love me, I leave you. Number 6, I'm trying to rush because I want us to start to pray now. Why must I love God? It is the gateway to deliverance. Someone say deliverance. Let me hear you say deliverance. We are in a wicked world. Only lovers of God will escape the evils of the time. Psalms 91 verse 14. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Because He has set His heart upon me, I will deliver him. His enemy will not be able to destroy him. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he had known my name. Somebody is here, God will deliver you. I say God will deliver you. Those attacking you, they will not be able to overcome you. Those attacking you, they will not be able to overcome you. Those shooting arrows at you, I declare those arrows go back to sender. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. In Psalm 145 verse 20, He preserveth all of them that loveth Him. He preserveth all of them that loveth. You see, your love for God has qualified you for preservation. You are unkillable. You are undestroyable. Your children cannot be killed. Your husband cannot be killed. Your business cannot be killed. Come on, let me hear your loudest amen. The Lord preserved all of them that love Him. Your love for God has brought you to preservation. Friends, as God lives it, at 120 years, you are still sharing testimony. I can't hear your loudest amen. Or are you sleeping already? Come on, shout a big amen. The Lord preserved all of them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. That is all those that hate him, all those that don't love him. In the second half, I'll be showing you the proofs of love. How do I know if I love God and what I need to do? But quickly tonight, I'll take two more. Why do I need to love God? It is the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5 verse 22. The love of God is the number one fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. Listing out the fruit of the Spirit. The number one thing listed is the love of God. There is nothing you can have in this world. One love is not there. You have nothing. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering. He was listing it, but the first thing that he mentioned is love. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13. You know the scripture, popular scripture. Now there abided faith, hope, and love, which is also called charity. But the greatest of all is love, which is called charity. The greatest thing you can possess is love. That is your greatest asset. And the love I'm talking about is not, I love you, Lord. No. I'm talking of intense love, which is expressed. You can sing, I love you till forever, and not love God. You can dance, I love you till forever, and you are thinking like you're in a disco club. Love for God is expressive. Love for God can be seen. Love for God can be smelled. Love for God can be seen around you. And I want to stop here one more. Why do I need to love God? It is the gateway to miracles. The love of God gets you into the realm of miracles. You are in the realm of miracles permanently. You are in the realm whereby you are into miracles permanently. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he come to the heart of man what God has in store for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. People have never imagined what God wants to do for you. It has never come to their ears. Somebody say miracles. Love of God launches you into the realm of miracles. The love of God launches you into the realm where you have no need. It just blesses you. From tonight, somebody's here, you are moving to that new realm in your life. I say somebody's here tonight, you are moving to that new realm in your life. I sense in my spirit that tonight we usher you into the best part of the year 2016. I can hear your amen. God was speaking to me today, and I wrote it down in my note, and he spoke to me in Yoruba. He said, tell them, atije atimu yoni nira. For people who are here who don't understand that, it means that what you are going to eat and drink for the rest of the year will never be lacking. You'll never lack it. That is why you put your hands in your pocket, because you love me. Once you put your hands in your pocket, something must be there. Once you go to the bank, you put your ATM there, it must bring forth money. Anywhere you get to, whatever it is that you do for a living, because you love me, you cannot be stranded. I can hear your loudest amen. But there's one condition: the love of God. The love of God. This is the jackpot of life. This is one thing you need to have that will bring about a change of life for you permanently. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands to heaven and thank God. Appreciate him. Thank him for his word. Thank him for his word. Give him all the praise. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Appreciate him. Give him praise and glory and honor. Thank God for the word he has sent to you tonight. Draw me
Draw me, draw me.